Let's get some outside analysis now on the challenges facing Market Basket as we turn to Harvard Business School senior lecturer John Davis, who joins us at this minute. Good morning, John, and thank you very much.
Good morning, Bob.
So will Market Basket be stronger, or is this a weakened company at this point?
Well, you know, I think that initially it's weakened, but the strength of this culture that has never flagged in the entire 2 months where this last episode has been playing out, I think that that will create such a sense of pride and vindication that I think that the employee group itself will rally even stronger, if that's possible, because this company had an incredibly strong culture for a long, long time. This was not a new thing.
What do you think the first challenge that Arthur T. now has as he gets back to work this morning? What's he need to do first?
The flywheel needs to start turning again. And just to get supplies into the pipeline, get people back to work, get stores up and running again, that'll be the biggest initial hurdle. My guess is that behind the scenes, Arthur T. has been working his network for weeks and reminding people that this will end, get ready. Beyond that, not having to, you know, for the foreseeable future, look over your shoulder and wonder what the other side is thinking, or are they going to back me? Are they going to help us expand? Whatever his concerns have been, they're gone. And the new board of directors, and there will be a new board, will be tightly aligned around the Arthur T. philosophy of running this business.
You said you didn't think Arthur T. had to look over his shoulder much anymore, but the agreement, as we understand it, keeps the company co-CEOs in place until the business deal actually closes. Do you think that there's any reason for Arthur T. to be nervous about this at all?
Well, I don't know how firm the financing for this deal is, and I think that this keeping the co-CEOs in place, which I think is only a symbolic move because they are essentially out of power, they're just there to watch over and make sure that nothing untoward the Arthur S. side happens, I believe. So I don't think that they're a big factor.
We've certainly discovered in recent weeks that Market Basket has incredibly loyal customers. I mean, there was almost a complete customer boycott in the last couple of months over this, as the customers supported the workers and supported Arthur T. Do you think that Arthur T. can count on all those customers coming back right away?
Right away, I'm not exactly sure, but I think that he can count on them and more. You know, this has been a tragic situation for a lot of people, at least in the short term, but the publicity is gold. Other customers are going to know that the customers of Market Basket are intensely loyal, and as are the employees. I think that made an impression.
Harvard Business School senior lecturer John Davis, thanks for joining us this morning.
Sure thing. All the best.